dirty for?
Yeah, what, you think it's funny? You think it's funny?
No.
Talk proper, do you think it's funny?
No.
Do you?
No.
Do you like me pushing you? Really, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Really, nothing? Yeah, it's alright.
When it all started, I just tried to laugh it off, but it just went on and on.
Abby didn't really want to talk about what happened that day. She went to her room and avoided the topic. It only got worse from there. After that one incident, the bullies would send her messages on her phone and online threatening her, telling her to go die. It didn't stop. We tried to tell the school, but they didn't do anything. It was like she couldn't escape it. She was never really happy anymore. She didn't talk to the other kids. She was haunted by the incident, which caused her depression. We decided to move schools.
I would cry till I couldn't cry anymore, till I fell asleep. Because it was just so bad at how much I got bullied. And
she still got bullied online from the same girls.
Do about it?
Nothing.
Really? You're gonna do nothing about it? Cool.
What's in your bag? Books? Of course, sir.
Cyberbullying. What is cyberbullying? Cyberbullying is a behaviour that takes place through the use of electronic devices such as mobile phones, social media and the internet that intentionally hurts other individuals or groups. The title of this documentary is Beat Bullying, which is going to examine the rise of cyberbullying in the UK among teenagers aged between 13 and 17 who are the most vulnerable. It will explore the effects of bullying online and what can be done to prevent this problem. The most recent example is a 14-year-old girl called Hannah Smith, who became a victim by committing suicide due to the extent of virtual bullying. In this documentary, we intend to talk to someone who has been bullied, a bully, and two experts who will enlighten us about what causes cyberbullying and what can be done to address this issue. Online bullying can reach a much wider audience through the use of forums, social networks, and websites. As we spoke to a victim of cyberbullying, Lisa, who tells us about her experiences and tough ordeal